You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. What's trending? I got to tell you, the biggest trending news right now in Colorado is the weather that's going to smack us in the face. We're going to go from record high temperatures probably on maybe Saturday. I'm thinking for sure on Sunday. And then another 90-degree day on Monday. 24 hours later, snow on the ground.
Isn't that crazy? That's so Colorado.
Yeah, I posted a thing on Facebook that says it's like the most Denver thing ever.
It happens every year. We get hit with that really cold temp, and it kills all the plants and makes everything look like crap. Like, boom, right off the bat.
Yeah, so go from 98 on Sunday to 39 for the high on Tuesday with snow. So,
crazy. Enjoy.
So that's trending. Sports-wise, the Nuggets, sadly, got whooped by the L.A. Clippers last night. They'll play game two of their playoff series tomorrow night. The Avs have a big game seven this afternoon. You're wondering what you should be doing this afternoon? Oh, around 2 o'clock, you should be finding a TV or radio. Let me rephrase that. You should be finding our sports station.
That's right.
And listening to the Avs game this afternoon. Puck drops at 2 o'clock. And I'll go ahead and mention the Rockies. They're out in Los Angeles for their weekend nightmare against the Dodgers. So that's going on. What else is trending? Jeremy and I love this story. A World War II veteran in Virginia made his last request. He wants to be buried in a casket that looks like a giant pack of Juicy Fruit.
Isn't that fantastic?
Apparently, he's that guy who walks around always carrying gum, and his brand is Juicy Fruit, and so he always is handing people a stick. And so he's like, I want to be buried in that. And at first, the Wrigley Company said no. But then, after the funeral home posted about it on Facebook, there was a little bit of backlash, I guess, and now Wrigley has changed their mind. So they're either going to paint a casket to look like a pack of gum, or they will print out a wrapping to put around the casket so it looks like Juicy Fruit. All of this is going on while the guy is still alive, I should point out.
Right. Well,
this is
he's living to
request.
See the debate here.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the Juicy Fruit theme song. Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya. Tasteless. How did that go?
I don't
taste
know.
Taste it's gonna move ya.
I'd rather get our longtime first-time caller to sing it than you, though.
I know. So bad. It's an iconic jingle.
So that's trending. Oh, and one other thing. I like this. This is from the good news category. The fine folks down in Australia. Oh, that's a knife. Australia, they're releasing a new $1 coin. And they're calling it, Jeremy, the donation dollar.
Really?
So they're encouraging people to actually get these and give them away. The words donation dollar, give to help others are printed on one side of them. They're going to make 25 million, which is, they say, one for every Australian, with the idea being that people would give them to charity.
Well, that's very cool.
It's a pretty neat idea.
Very cool.
So we got that going on. What else is trending?
Let me try this. All the buttons on my control board here are so jacked up. Let's see. You hear that?
Yeah.
Get your steel shined up. Grab a stick of Juicy Fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff. Pull it out. The taste is gonna move ya when you pop it in your mouth.
Don't you remember this?
I do.
Here we go. That's the one I'm talking about.
I had forgotten all about that jingle.
Isn't that a great jingle?
That's a good
It's iconic.
Jingle.
No wonder that guy wants that casket. Let's talk some local stuff here, specifically the house prices in the Denver metro area. This story came out yesterday. They're talking about the average price sold here in D-Town and the surrounding areas. The average price now for a home here has crossed the $600,000 threshold for the first time.
Good God almighty.
They're saying it's about $606,000 for just a fairly decent single-family home.
That's
here in Denver.
Probably a one-bedroom, too.
Right, right. Maybe two-bath if you're lucky. Isn't that nutty?
That's insane.
That is insane, isn't it?
We've gone all California with our house prices.
It is. I feel bad for people trying to be, you know, first-time homebuyers right now. It's very difficult, very expensive.
The only time it's really good is when you're like me and you sell a place and move somewhere where it's more affordable.
Where it's way cheaper, right?
You can get twice the house for your money.
You suck.
I'm living in a 31,000 square foot home right now, and I pay $280.
Yeah, no problem. On land, too. This is crazy. Some coronavirus news making its way around. Another celebrity possibly has the Rona. This time around, they're saying it could be the new Batman, Robert Pattinson. So no, they had to shut down filming.
He looks ill anyway.
I know. We're all thinking it.
Sorry, fans of Mr. Pattinson, but he always looks delicate to me.
So they had to shut down filming just days after they resumed filming of the new Batman movie called The Batman. And now they're not saying 100% for sure it's him, Robert Pattinson, that has it, but they say somebody on the cast has it. All signs are kind of pointing to him. I don't know. But like Dom said, I feel like just looking at the guy, you kind of feel like he might have a rough go at it. You know, it's not like The Rock who announced it, and then The Rock gave the old COVID a body slam and moved on with his life. Robert Pattinson, I hope he gets over it.
Robert Pattinson always looks like he's 1 second away from coughing anyway.
Or vomiting, just throwing up.
Okay, let's
go. All right, enough of that. This is kind of funny. There's this 20-year-old college student in England. He left his dorm room window open when he left for home to quarantine in March. Well, he just went back this week, and he found that pigeons had completely taken over his place. I posted some pictures of it on our Facebook page, and it is wicked bad.
A lot of poop.
It's really bad. And I was looking at that wondering, how in the world do you clean that up? It was so much poop. It's like you almost need to hire one of those companies that comes out that does fire restoration or flood restoration. And see if there's pigeon restoration. It is that bad. So you need to check out the pictures on our Facebook.
Damned irresponsible college students.
Dang kids.
The
probably smoking the pot weed and didn't remember to close it. Researchers at the University of Oslo in Norway found that our bodies pretty much instinctively start moving when you hear music.
True.
So they kind of summed it up and said it's pretty much impossible not to dance and to just stand still when music is happening. Your body just needs to feel the rhythm. Unless your name is Dom Testa, of course.
Not much of a dancer.
DomDoesn'tDance.com. they're saying that our brains are pretty much programmed to like music. So now that means when music comes on, it doesn't mean you start just dancing like crazy and gyrating those hips.
I thought it did.
It just means even that you start tapping your feet or, you know, bopping your head a little bit.
Listen, I may not be a dancer. But I do love music. If you saw me alone in my car listening to my tunes, you'd see that I'm into it.
You're
I just don't want to get out on a dance floor. And I do believe, Jeremy, that I speak for a tribe of people who are just like
Could be.
I speak for all the non-dancers.
Dom sits back at the table with his arms crossed.
No, I'm back at the table drinking while you guys are out there looking like idiots.
They do say that the hardest type of music to stand still to is the EDM, which is that electronic dance music like Avicii. We play a little Avicii sometimes as our music beds like this. This is like, you can't dance to this, Dom? You don't feel the rhythm in your heart?
Probably leave the club if this came on.
You would leave the club? First of all, what are you doing at the club in the first place would be my
question.
Somebody yanked you in there.
It made a wrong turn somewhere.
This is just for the 80s and 90s kids to make you feel old. This month is the 35th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers.
Oh,
it stings. Oh, it stings a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, that's great.
35 years old. This is kind of funny. I want to go to here. There's a new hotel under construction in Los Angeles, and it's called the Whiskey Hotel. And it's a completely 100% whiskey-themed hotel. They've got a fountain in the lobby, Dom. Guess what it's filled with? How cool is that? You get the whiskey fountain. You get some whiskey when you check in. There's a rooftop bar that is a what bar? whiskey. And, of course, you got a mini bar in your room that is fully stocked with even more whiskey.
I want to be that guy who walks in and goes up and goes, hey, you got any tequila?
Hey, scheduled to open in 2022. They're taking their time because everybody's drunk building.
Just go to Tipsy's, load up, and go open the door. Man.
Create your own hotel. I think that's it. Let's go ahead and do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Go over to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video this morning that Dom is very underwhelmed by. Now, it's a clip from several years ago, but it's kind of making the rounds again. It's this kid who is thrilled, just thrilled, that he learned how to ride a bike. Uh-huh. And he asks for advice for other kids. And this little kid just launches into this inspiring speech.
Let's hear
about
it.
How happy he is and all
play
this stuff.
Play part of it.
Let me try it again. This button is kind of messed up. Let's see.
I need whiskey to listen to this kid.
Here, listen.
I feel happy of myself.
What about for all the other kids trying to learn how to ride their bike? Can you say anything to them?
Everybody! You can believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you will know how to ride a bike. If you don't, you just keep practicing. You will get the hang of it, I know it. Then you can get better and better at it if you do it. Thumbs up, everybody!
Yeah! How could you not smile when you hear that? He's so happy with himself.
I feel happy of myself.
He feels happy of himself, Dom. I'll be honest, he sounds just like our producer when he, like, Josh does something good in the other room and he comes in to, like, brag about it. Josh is always like,
I feel happy of myself.
You do, huh? Good producer. See that entire video if you really want to. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
It's all right, buddy. It's okay.
And that's what's trending now.
It's all right.